Welcome to the second hour of Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and to you, the listener who loves them. A show where the music always sings for itself. I'm your host, Trevor Klundert. Coming up in the second hour of Girly So Groovy, I've got music on the way from Magdalena Bay. Let's Eat Grandma. Coming up, I've got music from The Bamboos, Natalie Bergman, Billy No Mates, Elspeth Tremblay, and The Treatment coming up. Coming up, a new artist making their Girly So Groovy radio debut, Tchotchke. And when we talk about Tchotchke, I've got to say this. In the male-dominated music world, it seems that grimy, intelligent indie rock might be on the upswing, but if you are someone that still just wants to have fun with rock and roll and sing la 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 and shoop 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 at the top of your lungs, 1960s New York City trio Tchotchke is the band for you. When I listen to their new album, Playin' Dumb, I cannot help but feel like their phrasing is reminiscent of 1970s sister trio The Roches. This is a band, The Roches, that took barbershop quartet harmonies and turned it into their own weird, wonderfully weird indie pop. So before we get to Tchotchke, let's start things with The Roches and then see if you pick up on what I'm saying. All right, here we go. It is second hour, Girly So Groovy.
Steve. make up your bed. Put another log on the fire for me. I made some breakfast and coffee. Look out my window, what do I see? Crack in the sky and a hand reaching down to me. All the nightmares came today, and it looks as though they're here to stay. What are we coming to? No room for me, no fun for you. I think about a world to come where the books were bound by the golden ones, written in pain, written in awe by a puzzled man who questioned what we were here for. All the strangers came today, and it looks as though they're here to
It was just at the end of the last hour that I announced next week is going to be our annual Under the Covers episode, a two-hour mixtape of nothing but cover songs here on Girly So Groovy. So consider that last song a teaser for what's to come next week. We just heard music from the all-keyboard Brooklyn-based trio Au Revoir Simone. They are taking on David Bowie's Oh, You Pretty Things. That's from the compilation tribute album Life on Mars, Bowie covered. In the middle, it is new music from a band making their Girly So Groovy radio debut. Tchotchke is their name. The new album's called Playin' Dumb. We heard the opening track, The Game. I just absolutely love the harmonies that they bring to the music that they're making. And like I said, it is reminiscent to me of New Jersey 1970s, Roche Sisters, a trio that combined traditional goosebump-raising vocal harmonies with off-kilter melodies and just sharply funny, witty, smart lyrics. We heard the song Mr. Selak. That is from the band's debut album. It is a self-titled album. I'm trying to remember when that album came out. It came out 1979. Yes, I knew it was not quite the 1980s yet. Again, the Rushes with Mr. Selak kicking off the second hour here on Girly So Groovy. Right now, we go from 1979 to something thoroughly more modern. Three albums in, and UK musician Billie No Mates finally has made her Girly So Groovy radio debut with her latest album, Metal Horse. It was released back in the spring, and we've been playing it frequently here on the program. Billie No Mates is a singer-songwriter who channels post-punk, folk, and pop into really refreshingly honest songwriting about just being resilient, and we need more resiliency anthems in 2025. So right now, it is new music from Billie No Mates right now here on Girly So Groovy.
Some kind of
Redefining Radio. This is Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and to you, the listener, who loves them. Music right there from a musician that has not received Girly So Groovy radio love for quite some time. Jenny Owen Young. She was a member of the New York anti-folk scene with a mix of bright pop and atmospheric indie folk. She, in 2012, released an album called An Unwavering Band of Light, and it was featured quite heavily on rotation when that came out, and then just kind of got lost in the shuffle of all the music that gets featured here on the show, and I went back and revisited that and just thought, yes, we need more Jenny Owen Youngs and that infectious indie pop music that she makes here on the program. We heard the song Love for Long. It's the opening track, like I say, to her 2012 album, An Unwavering Band of Light. In the middle, it is Detroit alternative rock band Elspeth Tremblay and The Treatment. The song is called Ghosted. That's from Elspeth Tremblay's debut album, Iconoclastic. And then starting the set, it is music from British musician Billy No Mates. Her newest album, Metal Horse, was released just back in May. We heard the song Override from Billy No Mates. Okay, looking at the clock, we've got half an hour left here on Girly So Groovy. I've got music on the way from Magdalena Bay, music from The Bamboos, Let's Eat Grandma. But up next, it is a musician that we have loved here on Girly So Groovy in a number of different ways. Natalie Bergman is a dynamic jazz, soul, and rock and gospel singer-songwriter who's definitely building a name for herself, just as much as she has already done with her duo, Wild Bell. Her second solo album, My Home Is Not in This World, builds off of her first album, Mercy, by giving us deep, vulnerable songs carried in her playful, signature, simple melodies. It is absolutely a gem of an album. So we have new music from Natalie Bergman up next here on Girly So Groovy.
City to city, collecting tales. It was a dream catcher super.